Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, has finally issued a statement defending her husband against accusations from at least 27 women, by one count, who claim sexual victimization going back 40 years. She ended her statement by saying, "Who is the victim?" implying the real victim just might be her husband. She has a point in that there are probably thousands of men right now who've done exactly what Cosby's accused of, but are of zero interest to social media because they never played a funny, lovable, dignified father figure in a hit sitcom. Whereas Bill Cosby, with his fame turned against him, now walks in a swarm of unconfessed sins wherever he goes. The funny fatherhood routines aren't funny anymore, and the serious speeches about personal responsibility now sound hypocritical. His wife compared his predicament to the now infamous Rolling Stone article about a rape allegation at the University of Virginia that the magazine had to withdraw, at least partially. Except Bill Cosby doesn't just have one accuser, he's got 27. One website ran a piece that dug up some dirt on five of them, but that would still leave 22. If he is a victim, as his wife says, there's a lesson here. Social media now sets the news agenda, and there's no off button anymore, which leaves the accused two choices. Confess, accept the consequences, and find forgiveness over time, or fight back, expose the liars, and discredit the social media gossips. The one thing that doesn't work...
There is no comment about that. I don't talk about it.
The one thing that doesn't work is to stay silent and expect it to go away. In a world with no off switch, if you don't speak for yourself, plenty of others will.